Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. My dear brothers and sisters of Christ Universal Temple, it is an honor for me to come to you at this time of bereavement and pain over the loss of such a great woman of God. But I don't come in sadness. I come in joy. Why joy at such a sad moment? When someone that walked among us fulfills the purpose of their lives, it's not a sad ending. It's a joyful noise that we make of gratitude to Almighty God for his blessing of such a great woman and helper of the founder of Christ Universal Temple. Everyone with a mission needs a helper. And any time you have a good helper, there's great joy in the communion between the one who has the mission and the helper who adopts that same mission and gives her all, not only to the person, but to the mission. That's what it was with Moses. And Moses was a little nervous about needing help because he was kind of slow of speech, but God told him, "Who made your mouth? I made your mouth and I made the ears of the people, so don't tell me anything about what you think is your lack. No, I'm supplying you with a helper because one day you're going to be absent from the post and you need someone who can step in and step out and carry on the work of the founder." Well, my dear sister Helen, that's exactly what she did. She loved Christ Universal Temple. She loved Dr. Johnny Coleman. She loved the people that came and helped Reverend Coleman to build this mighty, magnificent center of joy and hope, a center of Christ consciousness. What do you mean, Christ consciousness? Where everything you say and everything you do, Christ is in the back of your mind. In fact, he's in the front of your mind, so that when you see the helper of Christ, you see Christ. So when we saw Helen Carey, we saw Johnny Coleman because she was such a tremendous helper of her great teacher. But like everyone and everything, there's a time. And so God called her back to himself. I know the church is sad. I know so many people that she helped, so many people whom she taught. But now she's with her Creator. In the Holy Quran, which is the scripture of the Muslims, God is talking. He said, "I created you in the womb. And one of you is a believer and the other is a disbeliever." In another part of the book, it says, "I fashioned you in the womb of your mother." Johnny Coleman was fashioned by God to deliver a message of Christ consciousness. And Dr. Helen Carey was also fashioned to be a chief helper of this wonderful teacher, the Reverend Johnny Coleman. So what can we say? Thank you, God, for giving us Johnny Coleman. Thank you, God, for giving us Helen Carey. Thank you, God, for now both of them are resting from their labor, but they've got a great helper to carry on the work of Christ Universal Temple. Yes, Dr. Wells. Well, for Helen Carey, we can say life well lived, a job well done. Go to the Father in peace and receive the reward of your labor. But now, Dr. Derrick B. Wells, we know that Christ Universal Temple is well. It's gonna be well, because we are gonna continue the work of those two giants, Johnny Coleman and Helen Carey. And we're not only gonna be well, we're gonna do well and spread the message of Christ Universal Temple far and wide. Thank you so much for allowing me to come home to this house, because I love this house and I love the people in it. You've always been so kind, loving, and gracious to me, and so, Reverend Dr. Wells, thank you for this privilege. Be well, because you do so well. God bless you all as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.